Hello and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Thursday, October 23rd, 2014. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. We start in soccer with the Europa League, which is to European soccer what the NIT is to American college basketball. It's the tournament for teams that weren't quite good enough to make it to the UEFA Champions League. There's a whole bunch of games, some of them are on ESPN3, the internet service. Of those, a good one to watch might be Rijeka, a Croatian team, versus Feyenoord Rotterdam, the main rival to Ajax, which is the Dutch representative in the Champions League. One that, you know, you might want to look into is the Italian team Napoli versus the oddly named Swiss team, BSC Young Boys. Now, before your minds run wild, members of the Young Boys named the team that in 1898 after a game versus the Basel Old Boys Association. That game is also on ESPN3 at 1 p.m. There's no World Series action on Thursday as the teams travel to San Francisco. We do have a fair amount of action in the NHL. There's one national game on Thursday. It is Vancouver 3-2-0 against St. Louis 2-2-1 at 8 p.m. on NHL Network. Vancouver's lost the last two straight, most recently 6-3 to the Dallas Stars, and the St. Louis Blues have been thinking about their 3-0 loss to the Anaheim Ducks since Sunday, so they're ready to go. Other games in the NHL, we've got the Islanders playing Boston, Pittsburgh playing Detroit, Chicago playing Nashville, Arizona playing Minnesota, Carolina versus Calgary, Buffalo versus Los Angeles, and Columbus playing San Jose. We have two college football games on Thursday. We have East Carolina Pirates versus the Connecticut Huskies. East Carolina is one of those little-known teams that often punches above its weight. Perched at the top of the new American Athletic Conference, East Carolina is ranked 18th in the country and really shouldn't have too much trouble beating the 1-5 Connecticut Huskies. That game is at 7 p.m. on ESPNU. At 7:30 over on ESPN, we have the other college football game of the day, which features more well-known teams, the Miami Hurricanes and the Virginia Tech Hokies. Both come into the game at 4-3 overall and 1-2 in the conference. But with the leaders of their coastal division of the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, only 2-1, either team would feel like they have a great chance to make the championship game with a win. In the NFL, we have one game, as we normally do on Thursday nights, whether we like it or not. We have the San Diego Chargers traveling to Denver to play the Broncos. That's at 8:25 p.m. on CBS. The Chargers are 5-2, the Broncos are 5-1. They both have MVP candidate quarterbacks in Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers. This is all the makings of a great game, although you've got to feel a little annoyed that these two teams only get 4 days to rest up and prepare for each other rather than the normal six. The Chargers are coming off a disappointing loss to the Kansas City Chiefs, while the Broncos are flying high after their record-breaking dismantling of the San Francisco 49ers. The NBA preseason continues, but unless you're actually going to a game, you really shouldn't pay too much attention to that. Thanks so much for joining us today. That was the Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, October 23rd, 2014. As always, thanks to my brother, Jesse Fisher, for our theme music. You can catch him at jessefisher.com.